Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 13th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Approach to the post-market evaluation of consumer wearable technologies. This article discusses the need for empirical research on the post-market use of consumer wearable technologies. The Stanford Center for Digital Health organized think tank meetings to develop a framework for evaluating these devices after they have been released to the public. The focus is on gathering data regarding real-world performance, accuracy, and potential impact on patient outcomes. Article number 2. Non-invasive anatomical and functional imaging for hemodynamic relevance in right coronary artery anomalies. This study addresses the challenge of assessing the hemodynamic significance of right anomalous aortic origin of a coronary artery. Invasive fractional flow reserve during a dobutamine atropine volume challenge is the reference standard, but non-invasive imaging modalities are being explored as a less invasive alternative. The research aims to determine if non-invasive imaging can accurately evaluate dynamic compression of the anomalous vessel. Article number 3. Transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis in older Black and Hispanic individuals with heart failure. This study investigates the prevalence of transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis in older Black and Hispanic individuals with heart failure. The research aims to determine the proportion of heart failure cases in these populations attributable to both wild-type and variant transthyretin cardiac amyloidosis, including the V142I variant common in Black Americans. Understanding this prevalence is crucial for improving diagnosis and treatment in at-risk groups. Article number 4. Benefit risk of colchicine and spironolactone in acute myocardial infarction, a pre-specified generalized pairwise comparisons analysis of the CLEAR trial. This analysis of the colchicine and spironolactone in patients with left ventricular dysfunction after myocardial infarction, CLEAR trial, uses generalized pairwise comparisons to assess the benefit-risk profiles of colchicine and spironolactone in acute myocardial infarction. This method allows for a hierarchical ranking of clinical outcomes, providing a more intuitive understanding of treatment trade-offs compared to composite endpoints. The analysis explores the overall clinical benefit considering different event severities. Article number 5. Long-term outcomes of intravascular ultrasound-guided percutaneous coronary intervention versus coronary artery bypass grafting for multivessel coronary artery disease. This post-hoc analysis of the bypass surgery and everolimus-eluting stent implantation in the treatment extended follow-up study compares long-term outcomes of intravascular ultrasound-guided percutaneous coronary intervention versus coronary artery bypass grafting for multivessel coronary artery disease. It seeks to evaluate if intravascular ultrasound-guided percutaneous coronary intervention is comparable to coronary artery bypass grafting in improving long-term clinical outcomes in patients with multivessel disease. The focus is on patients who were treated with either procedure as part of the original clinical trial. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.